This is Chris Stepanuk with the University of Vermont Extension, Lake Champlain Sea Grant, and the Rubenstein School of Environment and Natural Resources. These days, there's a lot in the news about phosphorus. It's the nutrient that, along with warmer water temperatures, drives harmful algal blooms in our lakes and ponds. But how much do you really know about it? What is phosphorus? Why do we need it? Where does it come from? Why is there so much excess phosphorus entering our waterways? And what can we do to reduce phosphorus pollution? Phosphorus is an essential mineral nutrient for all living things. Like other nutrients, that means it provides nourishment for growth and to maintain life. Did you know phosphorus is the second most common mineral nutrient in our bodies, just behind calcium? It connects with calcium to form calcium phosphate, which is a primary component of our bones and teeth to give them strength. Phosphorus also helps us generate the energy we need to live, helps our kidneys break down wastes, and helps repair tissues and cells when we are injured. Plain and simple, we need phosphorus to sustain our lives. So where does phosphorus come from? Phosphorus is a chemical element found naturally in soil everywhere in small amounts. In a very few places on Earth, phosphorus is sufficiently concentrated in rocks that it can be mined for fertilizer. When used as a fertilizer, some phosphorus attaches tightly to soils and so can enter our waterways along with erosion. Phosphorus is also found in the feedstocks that we provide to farm animals and in the food we eat ourselves. Some of that phosphorus ends up in waste materials that we process in manure pits, septic tanks, and wastewater treatment plants, but a substantial portion of this waste phosphorus escapes treatment and makes its way to water bodies. Actions that home or business owners can take to reduce phosphorus runoff to local waters are numerous. In Vermont, it's illegal to use fertilizer that contains phosphorus on lawns or gardens unless a soil test demonstrates phosphorus is deficient. Another way to reduce phosphorus contamination in surface waters is by limiting the amount of stormwater that runs off your property. You can do this by maintaining lawns to a 3-inch minimum height and allowing clippings to decompose in the lawn. These actions promote development of strong grass roots and soils that can take up more water. You can also install rain gardens or rain barrels to collect roof runoff and direct it to areas where water can infiltrate into the ground. If there are streams or ponds on your property, trees and shrubs along the shoreline will help capture phosphorus. If you live in a community where the stormwater and wastewater are combined at the wastewater treatment plant, you can help minimize release of untreated wastes to local waterways by limiting your water use when it's raining. If you have a septic system, regular maintenance is important to reduce phosphorus runoff. Finally, you can eat a low-phosphorus diet. This type of diet contains fewer meat and dairy products and more fruits and vegetables. Less phosphorus in means less phosphorus out. This is Chris Stepanuk with UVM Extension, hoping you now know some new and useful information about phosphorus and how you can help keep it out of local waters.